This podcast is sponsored by Pooks.ai. Dive into a revolutionary reading experience with personalized ebooks and audiobooks, tailored just for you. Discover your next favorite book at Pooks.ai for free. That's Pooks.ai.
Understanding cognitive apprenticeship, how it shapes personalized learning in classrooms. Discover how cognitive apprenticeship transforms classrooms by making learning interactive, personalized, and mentor-driven for students of all ages. How cognitive apprenticeship is changing classrooms. You know, I've been thinking a lot about how we actually learn things in school. It's funny because you'd assume learning just happens by sitting in class, taking notes, and cramming for tests, right? But there's this concept called cognitive apprenticeship that flips that whole idea on its head, and honestly, it's pretty cool. So imagine this. Instead of a teacher just lecturing from the front of the room, they act more like a coach or a mentor. They guide you through the thinking process, not just the final answer, but how you get there. It's like an apprenticeship, but instead of learning to build furniture or fix cars, you're learning to think like a scientist, an artist, or a writer. The term cognitive apprenticeship might sound fancy, but here's the gist. It's based on the idea that when experts demonstrate how to solve problems out loud and students get to practice with the experts' guidance, the students pick up on both the skills and the thought processes behind them. It's a way of making the invisible mental work visible. One thing that really stands out to me is how teachers often model thinking strategies in real time. For example, let's say a teacher is helping students learn how to tackle a tricky math problem. Instead of just showing the formula, the teacher talks through the reasoning. Okay, I see this part of the problem is asking for this, so first I'm going to, and so on. When students hear those thought patterns, they begin to internalize ways to approach challenging problems themselves. What's even more interesting is how this method ties into modern ideas about personalized education and personal learning environments. Since cognitive apprenticeship depends heavily on interaction and feedback, it naturally encourages teaching that adjusts to each student's pace and style. This is where things like AI and education come into play. For example, with AI personalized learning tools, students can get tailored guidance that mirrors some of what a human mentor does in cognitive apprenticeship, but in digital formats that fit their unique learning path. In classrooms that use cognitive apprenticeship well, you'll often see four main teaching components happening. Modeling, the teacher demonstrates the task, explaining their thinking. Coaching, the teacher observes and provides hints or prompts. Scaffolding, the teacher supports the student as they start to do tasks independently and gradually reduces help. Articulation and reflection, students explain their thinking and reflect on what they've learned, which helps deepen understanding. And honestly, this approach doesn't just help people learn better. It makes learning a lot more engaging because students aren't just passively absorbing information. They're actively involved in problem solving and critically thinking. Plus, when they get to explain their thought process, it reinforces their own understanding and builds confidence. Think about it in terms of personal learning. Everyone has different strengths, struggles, and ways they process information. Cognitive apprenticeship respects that diversity by focusing on how to help each student develop the skills and thinking strategies they need. Instead of a one-size-fits-all lecture, there's a dynamic interaction that's constantly tuned to where the learner is. There's also a connection here to the digital world and tools like Pooks.ai. Imagine creating your very own personalized learning book that walks you through concepts step by step, almost like having a mentor with you all the time. Create your personalized book now, for free, and start shaping how you learn in a way that suits you. Ultimately, cognitive apprenticeship brings the social and collaborative aspects back into education, which can often get lost in traditional, lecture-heavy classrooms. It's about learning by doing, but it's also about learning by thinking, talking, and reflecting with a guide who's been through it before. I really think as we see more AI tools embedded in education, the principles of cognitive apprenticeship can be amplified. These tools can provide instant coaching and feedback, creating a kind of hybrid mentor-student relationship that supports personalized education at scale. So next time you think about classrooms or how kids learn, remember it's not just about absorbing facts. It's also about watching skilled thinkers, getting guided practice, and building your own mental toolkit. And that's exactly what cognitive apprenticeship is all about.